You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marian Navarro. The number of new world screwworm cases continues to rise. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports there are now 12 confirmed infestations, 11 in Texas and one in New Mexico. TPR's David Martin Davies has more.
The latest confirmed case of the New World screwworm is in a sheep in Sutton County, 135 miles northwest of San Antonio. The tracking of the flesh-eating parasite shows it has moved beyond the Texas-Mexico border zone and into the Texas Hill Country. The screwworm is a parasitic fly that attacks cattle, sheep, goats, wildlife pets, and rarely people. A screwworm fly lays hundreds of eggs in an open wound or body opening, such as a nose, in a living, warm-blooded animal. The rapid infestation can be deadly. Livestock owners are being urged to inspect animals regularly and immediately report a suspected infestation to a veterinarian. Screwworm poses a potentially devastating threat to the cattle industry. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
Oil prices have fallen after news that the Strait of Hormuz could soon reopen to commercial shipping. University of Houston energy economist Ed Herz told TPR that reopening the waterway is only one step towards restoring global oil supplies.
It's going to take time to restore production to pre-war levels.
He says the Iran war damaged oil facilities and shut down production across parts of the Middle East.
We know that oil facilities in Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, Kuwait, and Iraq have been damaged by Iran. And we also know that they have shut in tens of thousands of wells in that region.
Hearst says many Texas producers are reluctant to spend millions drilling new wells, while uncertainty over global oil supplies and future oil prices continues. The San Antonio Spurs were unable to rally past the New York Knicks on Saturday, ending their first championship finals run in more than a decade. San Antonio held the lead for roughly 72% of the finals before falling to the Knicks. After the game, star Victor Wembanyama reflected on how a handful of mistakes changed the outcome.
Our domination stints are absolute. We absolutely dominated for most of the series. But our errors, our mistakes are punished so hard that we can't have ups and downs like this.
Spurs head coach Mitch Johnson says the disappointment of the loss can become fuel for the young Spurs as the team begins to work for next season.
So whatever they feel, that's real. That's what is competitiveness. That's what makes you better. That's what pushes you to continue to improve in the dark, long hours when nobody's around. And we improved a whole lot this year. And we still have a lot now, more motivation to continue to get better.
Johnson says the team still has many lessons to learn before it can win a championship. Plans have been unveiled for the city of San Antonio's 4th of July celebrations at Woodlawn Lake Park. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick has the details.
The San Antonio Parks Foundation and main sponsor HEB have announced details of the big celebration at one of the city's more popular parks. The party runs from 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. It's a free, family fun event with no alcohol. There is live musical entertainment throughout the day, including Ronnie T and the Cumbia All-Stars. The music ends with the performance by the United States Air Force Band of the West Rock Band. The band takes the stage at 7:30. A carnival features rides like Mindwinder, Swing Ride, Tubs of Fun, and more. Ride tickets and wristbands will be available for purchase on site. The grand finale is a fireworks show that lights up the sky and the smooth surface of Woodlawn Lake. The fireworks are fired from barges in the lake. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
And you're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio. I'm Marian Navarro.